Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I just think year in, year out, there's a level of physicality in Baltimore that just doesn't exist in many places. And so I think it's what their DNA is. And somehow they find players that have that in them, or they just hold them to that standard. And if you can't play physical, they get you up out of there. I think we're asking for a huge jump. I'm just looking for something complimentary. I got a couple of things for you, Luke, here. We've kind of covered this a couple of different times throughout the week, but since you haven't heard it, I'm sure some of our listeners hadn't heard it. This is specifically, I hate to be the guy that just bitches and moans and doesn't bring some kind of solution to the table, right? To me, the answer is not wasting downs with Bobby Slowick. The condensed formations, last week, I quit watching the game tape as it pertains to, oh boy, are they just overly condensing the formation after the first couple of drives. It's just blatantly obvious, like they are condensing formations, and it's making it, it's muddy in the waters, it's inviting defenders to the ball, to the line of scrimmage, and we don't have guys that are physical enough to move them. And that's a problem. He's got to quit doing that. He's wasting downs with these silly-ass personnels. Blake Fisher as a tight end, and British Brooks and J.J. Taylor and John Metchie, Xavier Hutchinson, those guys are all great if they have to play. We'd rather them not have to for the most part,
yeah.
Right? One personnel grouping where four of those five are in the game together is wild to me given what you have. And today what I'm bringing to the table is this may be a little bit of a stretch, but I'm there. I'd love to have this conversation with Lopez. Forcing the outside zone. We talked a little bit about it a minute ago. I don't know, Luke, that our inside three – aren't better downhill guys. I don't know that Shaq Mason, Kenyon Green, and Juice Scruggs aren't significantly better if we're pinning and pulling where they got leverage and they can move mass.
Yeah.
Or we're duoing straight downhill to where we're getting a double team on an interior defensive lineman and we're getting to the second level. We're two guys on one and we're moving mass I just don't know that we're not a better run team when it comes down to that. With that approach.
And there's been
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
Oh boy, Tyler, you ain't been in the building. You ain't been in that damn seat for 10 minutes now, and you already interrupting. What you got going on, bro?
Yeah, might be one of those kind of Fridays, boys. We got breaking news. The final injury report for your Houston Texans just hit the wire. Officially out for Texans versus Bills on Sunday. It's going to be Jerry Hughes along with running back Joe Mixon. Those two fellas are listed as out for this game. Questionable for the Texans, running back Damian Pierce and wide receiver Robert Woods.
So the big one there, obviously, no Joe Mixon, questionable Damian Pierce. The reports are that Damian Pierce was at practice today. I think Damian Pierce, whether which I think he starts, and gets the bulk of the carries, if he is healthy. Clearly, they don't believe in Cam Akers the way that I believe in Cam Akers, because last year they were spelling him with 2 and 3 guys. J.J. Taylor somehow getting totes in the game. So, the Damian Pierce piece is important just for depth and just to see what the 1-2 punch is going to be. Is it going to be Cam Akers and Dare Ogunbowale and J.J. Taylor, or is it going to be Damian Pierce mixed in there somewhere?
And going back to the point you were just making before that about the downhill running, I mean, doesn't that fit Damian Pierce
absolutely
better?
Absolutely. And that's what really spurred this thing on I'm guilty of preseason. Now we've got some evidence, right? But I'm guilty preseason of watching and going, okay, you know, if they're going to force this outside zone thing, then Cam Akers is the guy. But I'm at a point now to where I've seen them try to force all this other crap with all these different backs, and it's not getting done. And at some point in time, we just got to face the music. And maybe the downhill, this may be a blessing in disguise. If Damian Pierce is ready, the downhill attack, as I said, I'm just at a point where I think our three interior offensive linemen would rather do that than stretch and float to the sideline and try to reach guys mm-hmm. constantly, get themselves moving laterally, just get them on somebody, move mass, get them to the second level, and get downhill right now. I'm not sure that's not our best bet as an overall offense.
And that's a lot easier just to move forward and lean on somebody as an offensive line than to get out in space, be athletic, or even to have to pass block and back up. But I'm always of the school of thought, like, I know what Slowik does. I know where he came from with Shanahan. I know what he's been was doing for the years prior. But the idea of molding your offense around your personnel as opposed to trying to force your personnel into your system. And so if Damian Pierce is the best option on Sunday, instead of trying to force him into something that isn't his best strength, because I think that's what coaching is putting your players in the best position to succeed. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead. Be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.